if you're harvesting oats and you don't have a combine, this is in the old days, and you aren't just going to, you want to remove the oats from the stalk, you would do what?
You thrash them.
Okay.
Now most people would say thrash.
Okay.
With an A instead of thresh.
Okay. And then oats what? Thrashed.
Oats are thrashed.
Okay.
Now if I'm being particular, I say thrashed because I know it's right, but I always said thrashed.
So oats is oats plural? Oats are thrashed.
Oats are thrashed. It's plural. One is an oat.
Which probably has to use anyway.
But
okay, well, let's see. Somebody might ask, who is that in the picture, you know, by so-and-so? And you're the one that you say it's...
Now, I'd say it's I.
Okay.
But
and
I don't think that would be universally done.
I'm not sure it would, but that's what I wanted, what you say. Well, if it's man, you'd say it's what?
That's he.
Okay. Or just saying which one it is. You might not, if you would use that, that'd be pointing out which man. You want to say it's
he.
Or if it's a woman?
It's she.
Okay. And if it's several people?
I get skittish about that point.
Yeah.
I probably would say, yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or these are the ones. I won't say it's them, and I still feel stupid before most of my contacts saying it's they.
Exactly. and you might say, if you are the taller, you might say, he isn't as tall.
He isn't as tall. No, he isn't so tall as I am.
Okay. or I'm not.
I'm not so tall as he is.
Okay. And you, if someone asks, whose is that?
That's his.
Or it's, not his.
It's mine.
Or it's...
It's hers. It's theirs.
Or? It belongs to you.
It's yours.
Okay. And 2 miles is, he can only go 2 miles and then he gives out. 2 miles is what?
Is as far as he can go.
Okay. And some people have been visiting, and when they're leaving, you might ask, when are what coming again?
When are you coming back?
Okay. And would you ever use you all or y'all?
When are you all coming back?
When?
Oh, I would use it reasonably frequently.
Okay, and when would that be appropriate?
When I'm speaking to several people. I may be speaking to one person, but including his family, his group, that which he represents.
Exactly.
If he is not there, I mean, if nobody's there but just the two of us, but if he has spoken of bringing his parents with him next time, or if he and a few school friends are coming over, when are you all coming?
What about, would you ever use you all? I passed y'all's home yesterday.
Yes. I don't think I do, but of course I do.
You do? You would use that?
I would use
it. You all?
It will depend entirely upon the hearer.
Okay.
I'd say to you, I passed your house yesterday. I would say to my friend who was in school with me, but who never finished, and whose speech is entirely untroubled by that experience, I passed y'all's house yesterday.